as we go off into the new year and into the future, may I set in your minds a picture of the ultimate future, the end of the show. And could we turn to Revelation chapter 21 for a picture of heaven? And for something amazing that you would find, if it's a Bible at the end of the row, it's page 1250. It's the last book of the Bible, and chapter 21 is the second to last chapter of the Bible. And I'll start at verse 1. Then what? After everything else in Revelation. Have you read Revelation? Have you read Daniel and Zechariah? And does Revelation make more sense because you understand Daniel and Zechariah? Has anybody told you Revelation already happened in the past? Well, Jesus said it's things that are going to happen. And you could say, yeah, but it was written a long time ago. And then things did happen between when it was written and now. And most of that stuff already happened. I don't subscribe to that as much as many people do. I believe that what is in Revelation is frequently still to come. Have you read Revelation and said, God, help me understand your word, and just read it with an open paper next to you for every question that comes up as you read it, for God to answer your questions, not Google to answer your questions, God to answer your questions? Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth had passed away. Is that just a vision? Or does that happen? Question 1. And the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. And he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. That's coming. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he also said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, the beginning and the end, and to the thirsty I will give from the spring of water of life without payment. The one who overcomes will have this heritage, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for the murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Behold, I am making all things new, says the Lord. But you can't escape the bad news. You can't escape the consequence and the future for most of the world. I am making all things new, says the Lord. And he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. The scripture is filled with encouragement to start new, to find multiple and repeated exhortations, to take courage and to step out, to seek a fresh start, and to rely upon the goodness of God for a new shot at it. Happy New Year. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And the New Year's message is that all may reset. we orient ourselves for success at this time of the year. We're reminded about our loving God calling the just to repentance, and the church is warned that we need to be right before God to seek justice. If you're not yet churched, you're called to be church. You're called to reset, to enter the fold and be how God saves people by bringing us together and healing us in Jesus' name and sending us out to serve our fellow man. So happy New Year. It's good news. Lord, we ask your blessing upon us that you would seal the message of this. We already knew most of this stuff, Lord. But as we look at this Slimming World brochure, and as we consider our 3-year plan for career, and as we think, what am I going to do next Sunday evening? And as we think, how do I pray about this? And as we look at your word and then we look at our life and we say, how can I fix that? As we look forward into the world with our hand in the hand of God, we pray that you'll guide us, and we know that we have a faithful God who will when we ask, and that you'll show us what's in the way and that we agree with you about it, and that though we lack strength to be disciplined ourselves, you give us strength to realize the things we know are true. And we want that for everyone we love, God. And we want that for the people that are hard to love. And we want that for the people who recently we've hated. We cry out that we would be filled, Holy Spirit, with the knowledge of God. As the world is covered in water, that the knowledge of you would flow is our desire. We declare that. And we ask your blessing upon us as we go out in your name. In Jesus' name, amen.